This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey there, cat lovers. Welcome to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat. I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Krim, and I'm a small animal veterinarian and crazy cat lover. So this show affords me a really interesting window into the world of cats, but also cat people. And today I have a special guest by the name of Dr. Ross Hewitt. Now, he is an actor and a playwright and a director and a producer, as well as a retired physician, and he has received a lot of awards. And we're going to talk with him about how cats are his inspiration and what his latest project is that everyone should check out. So we'll be right back with Dr. Ross Hewitt after a quick break.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray. Or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Go to kittypooclub.com, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat on Pet Life Radio. As I mentioned, I have Dr. Ross Hewitt here as my guest. Hi, Dr. Hewitt.
Good morning.
So I'm very excited to talk to you because you are just such an interesting person. So I know that you are a retired physician, so maybe we should start there. Can we talk a little bit about you and your journey?
Yes, I am a retired physician. I basically took care of AIDS patients for about 40 years.
And so you, though, have been a cat lover longer than that, right?
Oh, yes. Of course, you know, you get these things from your parents, and my mother was stereotypically a librarian and a huge cat lover.
So that sort of marries cats and a love of literature, but you're also a member of a lot of associations with drama, and you have produced several plays. Can you talk about the plays and how cats kind of became your muse?
Sure. Well, when I was a boy, I was asked to play Tiny Tim in our church drama group's production of Scrooge. That experience at 8 years old just hooked me on to theater and storytelling just in general. And so I just sought out the opportunity to be in plays while I was in school, in high school, in college even. And then I ended up going to medical school. We even did You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown in medical school. And I played Linus on the piano. So then I obviously took a break with medical training. But as soon as I was kind of established in a medical job, I made sure I sought out the opportunities that were in the community, and that was in Buffalo, New York. And I ended up joining a couple of theater companies up there, acted in a bunch of plays with many different theater companies up there, wonderful theater community. But then I got homesick from my hometown of New York City and decided to move back to New York, maybe take a few acting classes. And while I was in Buffalo, I had written a play, and my group actually produced the play, which was very exciting. And so while I was in New York, I realized I really, really liked writing stories even more than I liked acting. And so I started playwriting more seriously, then took some workshops, joined a playwrights group called the Village Playwrights, that met once a week and shared work. It just really helped me develop and grow. And I joined a theater company in an off-Broadway theater company in New York called the American Bard Theater. They ended up producing, right as the pandemic hit, my second full-length play called Echoes in the Garden, which was a beautiful story. And it had to close because of the pandemic, but the company was able to raise the money and remount it in 2021. So that was very, very exciting. And during that time off with the pandemic, I was writing short stories and looking into that. And I wrote this story about a cat based off of an Icelandic folktale where a commoner gives the king a cat as a present, and the cat solves the king's rat problem. And the king is so grateful, he says, "You can have land or you can marry my daughter." And the commoner says, "I'm going to marry your daughter." And of course, that means he becomes king later. So it's a wonderful story about Scandinavian practicality. But as I was reading that, I was thinking, well, what happened to the cat? And that was my inspiration for writing a little story called Chris the Cat. And when some of my friends read it, one of my playwright friends said, "You need to make a film out of this." And so that's what I set out to do and use the downtime in the pandemic to pull together the screenplay and get an animator and a director on board. And the project just kicked off from there.
Well, I love it. So it's called Chris the Cat. And so what do you think it is about cats that you find inspirational and that make them such a good thing to write about?
Well, my mother started to collect cats when I was, you know, a little boy. And so at one point we had 7 cats. And then she forgot to, or just didn't get around to getting the last 2 of them spayed. So next thing you know, I was getting a life lesson in reproduction. And they had a litter of 6 cats and we kept them all. So for a while there as a teenager, while I was going to high school, we were living with 13 cats. And the amazing thing about it was that they each had their own personality. But what I really loved about them was, number one, their curiosity, and number two, their playfulness. And besides the fact they're just very intelligent animals, always figuring out what's going on in their environment, always observant, always watching, always looking for opportunities to play and to learn and to experience new things. And that's exactly what people need to do as well at all stages of life. And so I think cats teach us a valuable lesson in that way. And that's the lesson that I wanted to get across in Chris the Cat.
Well, I love it because we talk about that aspect of cats here a lot on 9 Lives with Dr. Cat, because people don't realize their cat's always watching and their cat's always paying attention to details. And we could probably do a little better on watching details ourselves. So you knew of this Icelandic folk story already because of your love of literature and your mother, or how did you find it?
Well, I found it through a writing prompt through my one of my writers groups called Jersey City Writers in Jersey City, which is right across the Hudson River from Manhattan. And there was supposed to be an Icelandic festival in California. And this was right before the pandemic. And so they were looking to publish a book of original stories to go along with their festival. And that's how I got the inspiration. And so I thought, well, it's a great opportunity to write and to do some research on a country I don't really know. And so I looked up Icelandic folktales, and there was a whole bunch of them. But the one with the cat in it just grabbed my attention right away. And that's how it all kind of came together. And then, of course, the festival never happened because of the pandemic. So the publication never happened. So here I am left with this what I thought was a really cute story. And then I decided, okay, well, how can I get this story out into the world? And an animated short film seemed like the right vehicle.
That is amazing. Fascinating. Well, I want to hear a little more about the journey through the production of this film, but we need to take a quick break. So we'll be right back.
Kitty Poo Club reinvented the litter box. No more scrubbing that stinky plastic tray. Or worrying, oh my God, do my guests smell that? Kitty Poo Club has solved the stink. And now the worst part of cat ownership is hassle-free. No cleaning, no scrubbing, no more stink. And the best thing is, you don't have to buy some oversized contraption that will break down. Kitty Poo Club litter boxes are manufactured to make your life easier. You have one cat? Easy peasy. A small mountain lion? No problem. You are going to love it. Your cats are going to love it. Believe me, there are good reasons why we sold over 3 million boxes. Go to kittypooclub.com, read the amazing reviews, and when you order, save 30% on your first auto ship. Visit kittypooclub.com, use code MEOW30 at checkout, and join the club, the Kitty Poo Club.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Nine Lives with Dr. Cat on Pet Life Radio. So I'm here talking with Dr. Ross Hewitt about his foray into film as the screenwriter and producer of the animated short film Chris the Cat. So tell me a little bit, Dr. Hewitt, what is that like? If some of my listeners are out there and feel inspired by your story, how do they go about finding more out about producing something like this?
Well, any production starts with a good screenplay. And so if you've never written a screenplay, there are workshops and meetup groups and all kinds of ways to get together with screenwriters. There are great books on screenwriting out there. And so I just dove into it. Having written stage plays already, I had some idea, but writing a screenplay is a little different, because you have to envision what the audience is going to see at every moment. So you're constantly looking at different scenarios, different situations, different environments, and you have to comment on those as you tell your story. And luckily, I had a wonderful creative writing workshop that helped me develop that screenplay and just hone it and make it nice and tight and fun and just top notch. And from there, I just went about looking for an animator and had a couple of people. And my thought was, okay, draw me a sample of the main character, Chris the Cat. What do you think he looks like? He was described as a black and gray tabby. And a wonderful illustrator named Arnell Dime came back with a terrific caricature of Chris the Cat, and I fell in love with it instantly. And it's a nice 2D kind of traditional animation, reminiscent of some of the cartoons, of course, that I grew up with, watching Bugs Bunny and all of his friends. And so that's how we got started. And he kept drawing and drawing, and I was able to get a director involved and hired a studio and got the actors. We cast the various parts, including two humans to play the cats. And then we recorded the dialogue in the studio. And then it was just a matter of putting the dialogue together with the animation, adding some original music. And about a year and a half later, we had a finished product.
Well, I love it. I did think that it kind of harkened back to some of the older animated things that I feel so fondly about as a child. So I completely see that and agree. So the original story, though, was told from the viewpoint of the people, and your story is told from the viewpoint of the cat. And I think that's what makes it good to be on Nine Lives with Dr. Cat. So What do you think about films and storytelling that can help us know more about cats and maybe love cats more and embrace the things that you and I both love about cats?
Cats are wonderful protagonists because they explore their world and they solve problems. They have needs. They go after those needs. They calculate their risk very smartly, I think. You can observe a cat just deciding to jump from one, you know, place to another, and you can see them calculating the entire move before they do it. And then they do it. And then, you know, they know that they can do it. So they try things. And if they don't work out, then they learn, okay, well, I can't do that. I'll do something else. So they also learn their limitations, but they really discover their world. And I think that's what they really have to offer, to teach us as, you know, characters in storytelling. The Puss in Boots movies, of course, with Antonio Banderas are hysterically funny, but he's also a cat, very sure of himself, very confident. That's another wonderful quality that many cats, not all, but many cats display, is that kind of self-confidence in the world. That's what we need.
I completely agree. So the Chris the Cat short film is really kind of an ode to your favorite animal. And so you have shared that with all of us. So before we part for the day, I want you to tell everyone exactly how to find Chris the Cat and how to be able to learn and enjoy this themselves.
Well, there's a website. Chris is spelt with a K. So it's Chris the Cat, all one word, .net, starting with a K, K-R-I-S-T-H-E-C-A-T .net. And there you can see the trailer. There are options to view, and you can look at all of the recognition that the film is getting around the world. And very excited that it's going to be shown at the San Diego International Kids Film Festival in a couple of weeks. And that is one of the biggest film festivals in the world, dedicated solely towards children. And I'm going to be there and very, very excited about that. It's opened up a whole new world of opportunity for me.
I'm excited for you. And I'm also excited that cats were your inspiration and that you took your love of cats and your love of literature and you created something to entertain and teach people and that you've made such an effort to kind of get the word out. So it has been just very delightful to talk to you today. And I want my listeners to go check out Chris the Cat. That's Chris with a K-R-I-S-T-H-E-C-A-T.net and see what all of the fuss is about. And we certainly wish you good luck with this production.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Cat, so much.
And of course, I want to thank my producer, Mark Winter, because he makes this all possible. And I want all of my listeners to go check out Chris the Cat and to go out and have a perfect day.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.